with our prayers and ask God to just use him in a mighty way. We know that the Spirit will give him the liberty to preach anything that God lays upon him today. Amen? Let's lift him up tonight, church. Brother, come on and preach the Word of God.
Lord, after all that good singing, I can't add or take away from any of that. That was amazing. I love when the Lord passes by and Lord just makes praising the Lord a little bit easy. It just feels good to praise the Lord a little bit. We always come and say, God, help me with this, help me with that. But sometimes it's good just to say, I love you. And Lord, I'm thankful for this church and what it means to me. Just always been faithful. And Lord, I'm thankful for the pastor and his wife and Lord, how good they've been to us. And Lord, I'm just thankful for the Lord being here tonight. It's more important than anything. When I was sitting there, I started looking at my Bible and I was like, man, you probably can't tell, but I got about 100 different places marked in here. And God changed my whole direction and gave me a different place to turn tonight. So if you have your Bibles, I ask you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Chapter 16. So this is some of my favorite scripture. I love to preach this evening, but I won't stand long. Lord, with the scene we've had, I just want to try and follow the Lord, get out of the way, and just try and get back to that. Lord, I just want to do my little part. So in Acts chapter 16, we're just going to read a little bit, and we'll start in verse 20, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. And then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And that's all the reading I'm going to do tonight. Lord, I love this scripture so much, and y'all pray for me tonight. I can't preach without God and I can't preach without the church. So y'all help me preach tonight and I'll just get out of the way. Lord, I picture these two men in this prison so many times. I've preached this a bunch, but Lord, place this on my heart tonight, buddy. And Lord, I began to study on this before. And Lord, these men were, all they were doing was praising the Lord and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they were cast into the inner prison. And they weren't even put into a little basic prison, Brandon. They were cast into the inner prison. And they were placed on severe lockdown. And they even looked at the jailer and said, I want you to keep these two men and I want you to keep watch over them. And I can picture Paul and Silas in the midst of this prison after they've been beaten, after they've been struck down. And I can almost picture Paul as he looked over at Silas and said, Silas, won't you just pray another prayer? And Paul, why don't you just sing another song? Lord, and I wonder the songs, Tara, that they may sing. And I can picture it maybe just saying, Lord, I just want to praise your name one more time. Maybe they were singing glory, glory, glory that somebody touched me. Lord God, I just want to praise your name one more time. Friend, I want to say tonight, I don't care the storm that you might be going through or the valleys that you might be faced. Lord, I'm thankful that my God is faithful. I'm thankful we don't serve a dead or a boring God. We serve a God that is able today. Lord, we serve a God that's always been there in the good times and the bad. Lord, he's the best friend that I've ever had. You say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. I can assure you, friend, I probably don't. But I know a man who does. And I know he's been there for me. You say, preacher, you just don't get it. I've been through too much. God can't help someone like me. Lord, I know he can help you, friend, because he helped a sinner like me. Lord, I don't know what it is, friend, but I know that my God's able. Lord, but I picture these two men who received such a charge thrust them into the inner prison and made their fast feet in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. Lord, that scripture spoke to me, buddy. Lord, I began to study on that. You see, there was a great earthquake in that prison, and it cast into the inner prison. And you hear some of them old-time preachers say, somewhere down in the heart, man, somewhere down beneath the collarbone somewhere, that foundation was shaken when they ran. Lord, that earthquake did, and that conviction set in. Lord, I'm thankful for a good godly conviction, a conviction that shakes the hearts of man, Chase. A conviction that speaks to the lost soul of man. You say, preacher, I never felt that before. Lord, I know it's here in that prayer. I felt the Lord come over. Lord, I'm thankful that God's here, and He's not just going to and fro, but I think He's right here, Chase, and He's speaking. For these men that were cast into the inner prison, that earthquake came. They're singing praises to God. God, I want to praise you. God, I want to pray one more time. Lord, where's the Christian that's willing to pray and say, God, thank you for the trial. God, thank you for the storm. God, you've always been there. Lord, help us. Lord, help me preach today, church. You see these men, they're cast into prison, and they're saying, God, thank you for all you've done. You said, but preacher, they were beaten. But they were struck down. Lord, surely to God they had a right to be sad. But I think that these men knew that even though they were cast into prison, there was something special about this God they were serving. Lord, I want to take you back a little bit further to a man named Saul, who's real familiar to a man named Paul. If you remember, Saul was on the road to Damascus, Brandon, had some letters in his hand, was ready to kill a bunch of Christians, and a light came down from heaven, and it shone down on Saul, said, Saul, Saul, what persecutest thou me? He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Lord, I'm thankful to God that I saw that light when they read. And you remember, Yeah, Lord.
Tonight, church? Yes. The past. The power. Yes. How many of you can go back to the place where God delivered you? And He does it again and again and again. Tonight, do you need to go back to where you first met the Lord? In the Old Testament, they called it Bethel. The house of God. Do you need to go back to where you first met Him? It may not have been in this church, but let me enlighten you. God's only got one church. This altar is as powerful as any altar there is because it's in the house of God. Amen? How is it with your heart? Have you really followed the Lord? You see why others were rejoicing. I've sat where you're at. And while they was rejoicing, there was tears also on my face. But not for the same reason. They was rejoicing and I was under conviction. Amen. And I even after we're saved, we could sit there and tears flow. And everybody thinks, man, they're really rejoicing. When really our heart is broken. We let God down. We failed Him. When we should have prayed, we walked away. When we should have sang, we kept our mouth sealed. When we should have just raised our hand and said, thank you, God. The devil had us to keep it down. You see, you can be in church and still get cold and indifferent. I ask you, why we, if you would, Brandon, just lead us in just as I am. And I ask you tonight, Don't you want to have that fellowship restored to where you can rejoice? It blessed my heart to see these young people rejoicing. And you know why we can rejoice? And I go back to this morning's message. We're in a dark world, but there's still a bright light. Amen. And it shines through all of us this evening. I believe some of you got the amperage turned up. Amen. I feel like my bulb's about to blow when the Lord comes down in this way. I ask you tonight, search out your heart while they sing, "Just As I Am." Take that step tonight. Follow your heart. Lost can get saved here. And those that's away from God can have that fellowship restored. Yes. Of God I come. Amen. You know, we can't beg you to the altar. We can't force you to come. You have to come because you want to come. Amen. We've been in a good place tonight, ain't we, church? How many of you enjoyed being out to the house of the Lord? I wouldn't take nothing for what I felt in my heart today. It's been a good place all day long, and I thank Him for it. Thank you for the word this evening, and just obeying Him. And for the song, all the songs, Chase and Brandon and our young people and Tara. You know, that's the way a service is supposed to flow. That's the way it's supposed to happen. And God's been good. And He's always good. And He's good all the time. When we just begin to worship Him this evening. As we go into this week, let's remember the revival starting tomorrow night and be much in prayer. I know I'll be there Wednesday night. I don't know if I'll get to be there any other night. I think I have a commitment on Tuesday night. My grandson, our grandson, grandsons, we went last Tuesday night and watched my first soccer game. And, you know, well, I told him on Wednesday night, here that I'd never been to a soccer game before that I know of, that I can recall. But when they was out there with that ball, I was rooting them on, Maddox, and, you know, hollering at him. He was a goalkeeper. And hollering at him. And when they would go down the field with the ball, I'd be doing like this, and I'd be trying to direct them from the sideline. They couldn't even see me. But how many of you get into the sports when the kids are playing? Amen. Not this professional stuff. And Brandon will disagree with me, but I still refuse to watch one game until they learn this country was founded upon men and women's lives that paid for our freedom and they stand for our flag. I refuse to turn the TV set on. Amen. Some of you say I'm just stubborn. That's all right. I can be stubborn. I'm almost 59. Right? And if I'm right, you just passed a big test. Yeah. He's a registered nurse. And that's a great accomplishment. Give him a hand clap tonight, church. Yeah. We're proud of you. I saw that you posted that. And we're thankful that God blesses you in your career as you go forward. Before he ever got that, he'd already accomplished more than he could ever brag about, because he had Jesus Christ in his heart and his life. And Chase, where are you from down in Kentucky? Where? Oh, I thought you said something in your testimony about the way they did down in Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky, too. Yeah, I live there for 4 years.
Yeah, where at? Down in Bell County, yeah. He's down there with Murphy Buell. Yeah, good old Murphy. You got to watch Murphy Buell now. He's a prankster. You got to watch him. Yeah, we love him, but you got to watch him. See, us preachers know things about these other preachers, and you just got to watch them. But he's a good man. I love Brother Murphy Buell tonight, and it's good to have you. I give an invitation for y'all to come back anytime that you can this evening and be with us in service. Haven't you enjoyed having them with you tonight, church? Amen. Somebody ought to buy them a meal tonight. Amen. They said amen too, right? Yeah. Yeah, somebody ought to buy them a meal. And yeah. That's the way. Now, Lloyd, I would expect that from a deacon. Yeah. I tell you what. I'll get you one. I'll get you one. God bless you. We'll take care of it. Yes. Yeah.
And I really believe, I mean, I'd love to have everyone here, don't get me wrong, but I believe for God to work it out, he needs to make right with his own church. I just keep praying that he just sees those people, you know, knows that he can get some of back once he's allowed Satan to take away, but I'm just really troubled for him. He don't let you go too long that he might take you out.
Yeah. Amen. Anybody else got anything?
These two men right here, and they are young men right here. These are my brothers right here.
Yeah.
And this is, you don't, Jake knows, but you don't know this. This is my other family, Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. And I do not claim to be a singer. All I claim to be is a child of God. And if I move how God wants me to move in my life and in anything, then that's what I'm supposed to do. And these two men right here, we're kind of joining little thing where we're just trying to live closer to God together, hold each other accountable and stuff. Mm-hmm. And these two, and I want to tell Jake especially, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Good words. Good words.
The way that he has grown.
Yeah.
As a preacher, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love these two men with all my heart.
Yeah.
And I love that they came out and they came to me. Actually, today they said, Brandon, you want to go to Mount Carmel tonight? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
I said, if you go on there with you.
Yeah.
And they had you guys in their heart.
Yeah.
It's good.
And I think that God brought them here tonight that for a reason.
Amen.
And I think that we're all here for a reason tonight.
Amen.
I thank God for being, it's been a long time since I've been back to Mount Carmel. Actually, Reese got on me this morning and said, Dad, you've not been to Dad's church, Papa's church in a long time. I said, I know. I said, I'll go. She goes, next week. I said, I'll go sometime. She's just not here to see it. So I thank God for you guys tonight. Thank God for what's up to my soul today, Dad.
Amen. Amen. Great place. Great day. And we thank the Lord for it. We'll not hold you any longer. Remember, tomorrow's the first day of fall. And then it's going to get hot again. Amen. This year, I can't figure this year out. Can you? If this is any sign of what winter's going to be like, I don't think anybody can predict it. Because it's so unpredictable. God bless you. Have a great week. Go out to revival every night you can. I was talking about the soccer game. Last week we went to a soccer game. Tuesday night I got to go to a football game. Football I can relate with.